Well, let's move into the last section of Pod Climber Coffee Talk and give us Eric Hurst's number one serious do for climbing improvement. Just a quick...
Oh, wow.
What's the number one thing in your book is the most serious do?
Probably to love climbing unconditionally. You know, a lot of people, they're so passionate and so obsessive about climbing. You know, they love it so much. But it turns into a conditional love. They love it when they're sending. And then when they're not sending, they're frustrated and they're hating it and they're negative. And, you know, that whole thing snowballs and gets under their skin and it creates pressure. And, you know, the easiest way to totally remove pressure is just to say, you know, I'm going to love this day of climbing or this route regardless of the outcome. And that disarms all that pressure. And it's a very hard thing to do, you know, and it's something that comes with maturity. I mean, I don't think I could have done that as a 20-year-old climber, just, you know, because, you know, my happiness was often a result of how well I was climbing. But the more you can work through that process and say, you know, I'm going to love climbing and the process of climbing and just being outside, you know, in that environment, I'm going to love it no matter what. Yeah, it does kind of disarm as you're roping up and putting your shoes on and heading up on that route, that hardest route or that big route. Having that attitude, saying, you know, no matter how it goes, I'm gonna be happy with it, and learn from it, totally does take the pressure away. And you know, it's funny when you talk to the very best climbers. I'm not talking about the best climber at your area or the best climber at a certain comp, but I mean, I'm talking about the best, you know, the Lynn Hill or the Wolfgang Gulick or the John Gill or the, you know, Chris Sharma's of the world, the very best. You will find when you talk to them, that's how they are, you know, is that they become unattached at the point of heading up on a route, and it becomes just about the movement, you know, doing individual moves, and they're not projecting to the end of the route and what the outcome will be, you know, the greatness of sending the route or whatever. Because as soon as you project to that outcome,
you'll fail.
You put pressure on yourself and you at least increase your odds of failure.
Yeah.
And I guess as a global tip, love climbing unconditionally and, you know, detach yourself from the outcome. Love the process. That's the biggest tip. You know, on a smaller scale, you know, you got to identify strengths and weaknesses and, of course, improve your weaknesses.
Great.
So. Hopefully
that's a good tip.
Hopefully something you can take to the bank.
Yeah. Hey, you know, one thing I like to do as we wrap up Coffee Talk, if there is anybody out there in the climbing world that you'd like to give a shout out to, just say hi to, now's the time to do that.
Me?
Yeah.
Wow. Who would that be?
I don't know. That's for you to decide.
Well, you know, probably my biggest climbing hero is John Gill. And, you know, he has a website, johngill.net. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a wonderful man. He may be listening to this. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
John, if you're listening to this...
Shout out.
I hope we can go bouldering again sometime. I really loved our day out in Colorado last year. And, you know, for people who don't know John Gill, by Master of Rock, the biography by Padamet about John Gill. You know, this guy, he sent V10... in 1959.
Oh my
God. In like glorified hiking boots.
Right.
The guy is awesome. And not only was he, you know, a strong climber, but he was a master of rock. You know, he had it all. The mind, the technique, and the strength. And so I love the guy. I mean, there's other people out there. There's John Gills of the future. I think, you know, Chris Sharma is that kind of man. And, you know, so...
That's your shout.
Yeah, shout out to my brother Kyle. He got me into climbing in 1977.
Oh, that's cool.
My older brother, yeah. So he got me into it, and of course I left him in my dust.
You're like, later. Well, great. It's been a total pleasure having you not only for Coffee Talk and in the pod, but visiting Ben and actually coming out and meeting you.
Great to be here, Larry.
Cool. Well, you guys, there you heard it. Some words of wisdom from Eric Hurst, and check out his new book, Learning to Climb Indoors. It's going to be in the store soon, and I'm sure you can get some information off his website, trainingforclimbing.com. And you can also link to that off the nykros.com website. So check that out as well. Thanks for tuning in to the 28th edition of Pod Climber Coffee Talk. I'm Larry B. You guys all climb safe out there.